We often think, yes, we're a secular country, but are we really? We know the Christian lobby is pretty influential around Parliament House. Even fringe groups like the Exclusive Brethren have had influence in federal politics and legislation in the past. And politicians very often highlight their own religious views to justify their stance on things like gay marriage. Well, according to a recent Ipsos poll, 78% of Australians don't want religion dictating social policy. How about you? Are you happy to see politicians vote along their own religious lines? Rather than perhaps even what the public wants, we've seen Bendigo-based Senator Bridget McKenzie recently say that she will not vote for same-sex marriage, even if a plebiscite showed the Australian people are clearly in favour of it. There's voluntary euthanasia as well. There's the state government schools employing chaplains. How does all of that sit with you? Let me know. The phone number, 1300 813 911. Give me a call. Are you one of the 78% who want religion separated from the business of government? And given the makeup of our federal government at the moment, do you think there's a chance of that happening? I also note the South Australian government's considered scrapping religious oaths in court. They want a non-religious witness promise. This is according to the South Australian Law Reform Institute. That's what they've recommended. It's currently being carefully considered, according to the South Australian Attorney General. This Ipsos research I was telling you about was commissioned by secular organisations, including Plain Reason. And the director of Plain Reason, Brian Morris, joins me now. Brian, good morning.
Oh, well, hello, Fiona. Good to be with you.
What more can you tell us about this poll?
Well, look, I think it's pretty staggering, actually. I mean, we already know that the Australian population is overwhelmingly now non-Christian, in spite of the continual comments from, you know, many church leaders and a lot of politicians that Australia is founded on Christian values, that we morally oppose contemporary policies like same-sex marriage and voluntary euthanasia. And, of course, that's all wrong. I mean, if you look at the evidence, if you look at the Section 116 of the Constitution, makes it quite clear that Australia is a secular country. And, in fact, people go to our website, which is plainreason.info. There's a terrific article by Dr. Helen Irving, who is a constitutional researcher, that looks at this whole evidence that goes right back to the people who framed our constitution prior to it being proclaimed in 1901. So, I mean, the Christian lobby really doesn't have a leg to stand on in terms of claiming all these parameters for disallowing and blocking things like same-sex marriage, voluntary euthanasia, and calling for more prayers in public schools and all the rest of it. So this poll pretty much puts all that to bed.
They do have a leg to stand on, though, when it comes to clout and influence over our parliamentarians.
Well, that's true. I mean, they're a very small group. The hierarchy of the various churches do have a tremendous amount of clout. I mean, historically, they've been put on a purple pedestal, and they've had a very effective lobby as well. We have the Australian Christian Lobby, very professional public relations firms that continually pump out the message. But look, I mean, their base is negligible. I mean, now only 8% of the Australian population go to church on a regular basis. Overwhelmingly, we're religion neutral as a nation. So the evidence is there, and I think the people have spoken.
But do you think Australians understand that their politicians will vote along their own belief lines on issues like same-sex marriage and voluntary euthanasia?
Almost the immediate social policy is same-sex marriage. I mean, Ireland and the United States of America has recently legalized same-sex marriage, two of the most Christian countries on earth. But it goes back to Tony Abbott when he was Prime Minister. You will recall he called a joint caucus meeting to vote on the issue of whether a conscience vote would happen in Parliament. And that was voted down by more than two-thirds. So it shows very much that those politicians were voting very much on their religious values. It's really quite an imbalance to what the Australian population really is. And so, I mean, one of the questions that cropped up not long ago was, at election time, should the media be more strongly asking politicians and constituents themselves, asking politicians where they stand on their personal religion and how that would affect their vote on social values or social policy like voluntary euthanasia, same-sex marriage and some of the other issues.
So you think that parliamentarians should be asked more about those issues at election time so the public can get more of an idea as to how they'd vote, should there be a vote on changing the law on those kind of social issues?
Absolutely, Fiona, absolutely. And I think that it's long overdue. There is nothing, I mean, again, our Constitution, 116, protects the whole idea that people can have whatever beliefs they wish. But when we're talking about politicians that are setting the laws for the country, politicians go to Parliament, they don't go there as a personal Christian crusade. They go there to represent the views of the majority of their electorate.
Well, some parliamentarians themselves might think they're on a Christian crusade, but I guess that's for them to answer. Brian, stay with us. Brian Morris is Director of Plain Reason. Christine in Castlemaine's called in. Hi, Christine.
Hi. I'm so glad you're talking about this. I've often wondered about the Lord's Prayer at the beginning of Parliament, and if we're meant to be secular, what the hell are they doing? And last night on the telly, they were all in church together. Is that the normal practice? I don't remember that happening before.
Yeah, but often when the parliamentary year starts, you see shots of, the Prime Minister and other members sitting in the pews at church and that sort of thing.
It seemed like all of them. Anyway, I just think it's inappropriate and wrong, yeah.
Why?
Well, from what was just said by your guest, I haven't got his name, but that they're making decisions that for all of us, and they can't be resting on their religion for that.
But why not if they've been elected?
They haven't been elected to, well, that some people might elect them because they're Catholic or whatever, but they shouldn't be elected for whatever their religion is.
Mm. Interesting, Christine. Thank you. I might put your point about the Lord's Prayer at the beginning of Parliament to Brian Morris. Brian, yes, you and Christine in agreement there?
Yeah, look, absolutely, Fiona. And it's really quite staggering that the opening of every Parliament starts off with the church service. I mean, again, that pointing to the fact that the vast majority of the Australian public is not Christian. There already has been a fairly strong lobby to remove prayers in Parliament. I mean, and the same has been happening in a number of states, campaigns to have state parliaments do the same thing, and even local councils. I mean, and quite a number of councils actually have switched from prayers to just secular statements about supporting the community, which is most appropriate. And just going back to your original point, I mean, it may well be that some parliamentarians are elected to carry a Christian crusade to Canberra or into state parliament. But if they want to do that, then they have to be open and honest with their electorate to say exactly that's what they want to do.
It's interesting to also note that the South Australian government's considering scrapping the swearing on the Bible in court. Apparently, the South Australian Attorney General said he'd carefully consider that proposal, which has been recommended by the local Law Reform Institute. Are you pleased with that suggestion?
Oh, look, absolutely. And once again, you know, South Australia could probably be leading the way. I think it'd be very much a domino effect because that's something else that's been long overdue. There's so many of these sort of, you know, archaic and anachronistic practices, prayers in Parliament, church services before Parliament opens and swearing on the Bible in court. I mean, look, it's gradually being pushed back, Fiona, and I think that's really just a good thing for what is Australia being a secular country.
Kyle in Bendigo's texted in on that. He says, in Victoria, you have two choices, to take an oath for the religious or an affirmation for the non-religious. Pretty simple, huh? It's called a choice, says Kyle. Thanks, Kyle, for your text. It's interesting, some of the comments about in terms of swearing on the Bible, according to an expert quoted on SBS, people have to publicly say whether they're a believer or not. And for some people, even people of faith, that's a choice they don't want to be making. They don't believe it's an appropriate thing to do because it's the church and state issue. It's a secular institution. So no one else in court's asked to declare what their beliefs are. It's just those who are giving, you know, being the witness or those who are involved in the actual, you know, witness or offender proceeding. So that's quite interesting. But Kyle, that's a point. What do you think, Brian? You either go for a religious oath or an affirmation. Should there be nothing at all to do with religion there as an option?
Well, I think the South Australian Law Reform Institute has made a very good case to Attorney General John Rowe that there is really no place for God in courts of law.
Brian Morris, thank you for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you, Fiona.
Brian Morris is director of secular organisation Plain Reason. He's also the author of the book Sacred to Secular.